Ben Affleck, The Fight to Save Him. After an intervention by ex Jennifer Garner, the actor is back in rehab, while friends hope he can find the help he so desperately needs. The warning signs came fast and furious. A breakup with his girlfriend of a year, Saturday Night Live producer Lindsay Shukas dates with a 22-year-old Playboy model, Shauna Sexton, a delivery of what appeared to be a box of alcohol at his L.A. house. For Ben Affleck, who has publicly struggled with addiction since 2001, it all amounted to yet another cry for help. On August 22, his ex-actress Jennifer Garner, with an addiction therapist at her side, staged an intervention at his home and drove the emotional Justice League star to a Malibu rehab facility. Ben had been drinking alone for days, says an insider. He was in bad shape. He had barely been eating and had not showered. It didn't take much convincing. He wanted to go, and he cooperated. While his rehab trip followed a week of troubling public behavior, several sources confirm Affleck, 46, has been struggling with his sobriety for months, despite attending meetings at various treatment centers and working with a sobriety coach for much of last year. He's battled addiction for a long time now, says an Affleck source, noting the star had been constantly working on himself, but after splitting with Shukas in July, went into a darker and darker place until he had to reach out for help. For Garner, 46, the entire situation has been very stressful, the insider says, and also devastating for her to have to stage an intervention in the middle of the afternoon pretty much in public. But this was a crisis. As always, her focus remains squarely on their kids, Violet 12, Serafina 9, and Samuel 6. There are no secrets, and Jen is great at explaining what's going on in age-appropriate ways, adds the insider. She tells them Ben is sick and needs doctors. What she ultimately cares about is his sobriety and whether she can rely on him to co-parent. She is trying to keep the father of her children alive.